Our national debt is now larger than our GDP. How are we going to pay the interest on such a large debt?
You're listening to WDIY's Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar.
National debt is now at $17 trillion, and it appears that it will continue to rise for the foreseeable future. This puts the national debt at 101% of the country's gross domestic product, GDP. For the first time since the end of World War II, national debt has exceeded the GDP. It should be added that at the end of the World War II, national debt stood at 121% of the GDP. However, the interest payment on the debt then was only 1.8% of gross national product, which is obviously due to the very low interest rates of the time. In the early 80s, debt level was at around 35% of the GDP. However, interest on the debt was around 2.3% of the gross domestic product, a significantly higher interest rate environment compared to the late 1940s. By the end of the 1980s, debt levels rose to 51% of the GDP, and the cost of interest on the debt rose to 3%, the highest percentage in the last 70 years. Okay, how does this affect me? As interest payment on the national debt takes a larger percent of the GDP, more of national income is diverted from everything else to the payment of that interest, which will eventually mean higher taxes, higher inflation, cutback in government investment, and larger deficits. In the 21st century, national debt as a percent of the GDP soared to 70% by 2008, the beginning of the Great Recession. Since the start of the recession, national debt as a percent of the GDP rose, and as of the end of the fourth quarter of 2013, this number stood at 101.5%. However, interest payment on the debt as a percent of GDP has been dropping, and in 2013, it was 1.3%. The basic comparison is with the late 1940s, when U.S. economy came out of the Great Depression and World War II ended. Interest rates were just slightly higher than today's rates, and the interest payment on the national debt was less than 2% of the GDP, despite the fact that the debt was 21% higher than the GDP of the time. The question then and now is that as interest rates are bound to rise, how would they impact the payment on such huge debt? In the late 1940s and early 50s, despite the increase in interest rate, payment on national debt as a percent of GDP dropped. And we expect the same to happen now. The reason is that both then and now, a large portion of the national debt was in longer-term bonds, which in effect locks in lower rates for decades and are not affected by rising rates. The second factor that helped then and is expected to do the same now is increase in the GDP, which will not only increase tax revenues, but will also reduce the percentage of interest payment on national debt to GDP. This reduction in debt services will release more resources for current consumption and investment. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.
For program support of WDIY, we thank Lehigh County, Northampton County, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.